From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Where the Rockets are right now, you think, man, they won 10 in a row. They're 21-7. For playoff purposes, they're still kind of where they were 10 games ago, damn near.
That's because everybody else is winning this ahead of them. But I also think, well, those Warriors and Spurs are going to be in the 1-2 spot. If you can keep playing like this, then you're going to be in the top four. Right now, you look at them, you look at the Clippers, it's what we said 2 years ago. Pretty close teams. The way the Rockets are playing, I think they can get in that top four. If they do, we'll see what happens. If the Cowboys were to let Romo out of his contract to pursue other options, do you think the Texans would think of pursuing it? There's no way that they can afford to do anything until 2018 with another quarterback unless it is a small salary. Their only real option, trade a high pick for Jimmy Garoppolo.
You know what would be possible? If for some ungodly reason, the Cowboys agreed to trade Tony Romo for Brock Osweiler.
That'd be the only way.
That's the only scenario. Let me tell you, that is, there's 0% chance that happens ever.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, all of it available on podcastarena.com. All the stuff we just talked about there, plus a lot of other good stuff. So we're underway with Memphis and Western Kentucky. RJ says you always have to bet enough to feel it.
Yeah.
This one I'm a little nervous about. All right. Trey says, my ex worked at the Beaumont Hooters when a guy got caught doing that under a newspaper when it first opened. God, that's sick.
What's wrong with these people?
Sean said, Kubiak had a stroke on the field and no one batted an eye. Hashtag too soon.
That's true.
And Double Down says, man, even Brock thinks that guy's field awareness needs work.
But his pocket presence is strong.
Pocket presence, very strong, yes.
Very strong. He moves around a little much in the pocket for my liking.
Yeah, a little happy, not happy feet, but.
He's trigger happy.
Yeah, he's trigger happy.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's, hey, what are you going to do? Couple things I wanted to get to, and then there's some, I have some really funny non-sportsy stuff today. Besides the masturbation story, but I want to. Can we just talk about some of these NFL coaching possibilities first, and then maybe spend some time just goofing off a little bit because I've been pretty serious today. Well, yesterday was really serious, but so here's your reported candidates so far for the Rams.
Okay,
I'll give you a name, and you tell me what are the odds. John Gruden.
I don't think it's going to happen.
David Shaw.
That would be a good hire.
Sean Payton. I'll tell you why that's not going to happen.
Well, you tell me why that's not going to happen. The Saints aren't going
to
let him go.
The Saints would be willing to trade him, but the Rams don't have a first-round pick. They don't have a third-round pick. What are you going to trade to get Sean Payton that's not going to totally cripple your draft so you can't improve next year anyway?
Jared Goff.
God. Yeah, that would work. So I think David Shaw would be a good hire for them. Another name that has popped up for both the Jaguars and the Rams, Kyle Shanahan.
I like Shano, man. I feel like maybe he's getting to the point where he deserves a look.
Yeah, I think it's time for him to get the opportunity. I really do. So I didn't expect Memphis to go 3-and-out on their first possession. That's not good. I'm going to sweat this like you do a baseball game. And then Tom Coughlin, also a candidate to return to Jacksonville.
That would surprise me. I feel like he's done coaching in the NFL.
He wants to coach, but I kind of feel like they should have, if they had fired Bradley 2 games ago and you give Marone 4 games, maybe he can actually, at least he has a fair shot at the job.
Yeah.
I don't know that he deserves it, but that would certainly be, I think that's a fair enough body of work. Somebody else says, awful accident, Montrose and Richmond. Avoid the area. Okay. Yeah, don't go that way. See, I go home down Richmond a lot just because I'm still scared of getting killed on 59 again.
That happens.
So.
Yeah, but if you go home on Richmond, you have to worry about potholes.
Potholes, and it gets really slow in the Montrose area anyway. But, okay. So there. Well, a little traffic report for the Blitzers. So. Yeah, this game that's supposed to go over 80. I think both teams just went 3-and-out on their first possessions. But Yeah, of all those names, I think Shanahan deserves a shot. I think he's done it in enough places now. What he's done with the Falcons as offensive coordinator, I think, is really strong. And, yeah, I think it's time. I think he'd be a good coach for either one of those places. Now, the big question for Jacksonville is, do you keep Blake Bortles? He's fast becoming Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, it's a well, I won't say that. I mean, he's not that bad. He's not Osweiler level bad, but his
rating is Osweiler was the only guy he was ahead of ratings wise.
Okay,
so yes, he's getting to be Osweiler bad, and he's gotten worse week to week.
Well, I guess the difference is Blake Bortles has at least shown us something in his life that, you know, he can play. I don't think he's good enough to be a starting quarterback. I wonder if he's going to be tied to whoever the next coach is, and I think that's going to make people shy away from that job if that's the case.
Well, that's the thing. They're going to have to decide whether they're picking up his option next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I think that's iffy for me, but then what do? You're back to square one, just like the Texans and everybody else who doesn't have a quarterback. Now you're going to have a high pick.
But it's a year where the draft is not looking pretty for quarterbacks.
I don't really like any of those guys that are out there. I like Deshaun Watson, but I think he's going to...
You like him in the top five?
Well, that's the problem, is I think all these guys will go too high.
Yeah.
Because of the need for quarterbacks. The Jets are going to have to take one. I think certainly the Jaguars might be in the market for one now. So all of that kind of concerns me, but...
Yeah, and I mean, the names like Trubisky and Deshaun Kaiser, those are names I'm not like thrilled about. And even Deshaun Watson, who's turned the ball over a lot this year.
Yeah,
I think he's another guy who last year would have been more appealing than what he is this year. I honestly don't know where he goes this year, but it's just not a great class. I think Deshaun Watson's probably a second round pick this year, unless he does something amazing, you know, in the offseason.
But long term, I like his potential better than those other guys. I think if you can clean up some of the things we've seen this year and get him to play closer to what he did last year, then I can be a pretty good NFL quarterback. He showed me a lot of accuracy last year, showed the ability to move on the run. I don't know why he hasn't been as good this year, but I still like him. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Say. If you want, what the heck was that?
Sorry, I was looking through mock drafts and there was an ad.
Oh, I hate it when that happens. That's why I always hate when I don't have my computer muted and I'm supposed to.
Yep.
See this Arian Foster story?
I did. Is it really a story, though? What did he do? Get into like a shouting match with somebody?
I think it was. It's basically a non-story. They didn't get into a fight. It was a confrontation at a hot dog stand.
Okay.
In Houston over the weekend. But apparently. I don't know where Yo-Yo's hot dog stand is. I've not been there, but...
You're not supposed to know.
Oh, really?
It's where famous athletes hang out.
Okay, well...
It's not for you.
Apparently, they were giving each other grief over shoes and stuff like that, and that looks like a touchdown, Memphis. And apparently, one of them shouted at him, "You're not even relevant anymore," N-word.
I don't care, bro!
And Arian says to one of them...
That was the best. That still is the best.
Yeah, bleep you, N-word, and then...
It's not okay, dog.
A hot dog got thrown in the melee.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but it was broken up before it escalated into a brawl.
Gatsby wasn't there, was he?
I don't know. I think he was there with his real wife.
No, bruh. No, so. Arian just answered that. What was that, Arian? Was Gatsby there?
No, bruh.
No, bruh. I didn't think so. Thank goodness.
Travis asks, what are the odds the Dolphins make the playoffs without Ryan Tannehill?
The same as they would with...
Honestly, I like Matt Moore every bit as much as I do Ryan Tannehill. I think his backup quarterbacks go, he's very solid. And, you know, I trust him more short-term than I do Ryan Tannehill. I think he's less prone to destructive behavior, offensively, if you will. And, yeah, I know Ryan Tannehill fan doesn't want to hear that, but Matt Moore is... a functional backup quarterback. All right.
By the way, Apache says they're the best hot dogs in Houston.
Oh, really? Better than Good Dog Houston?
Well, first of all, hot dogs are gross.
Well, not... I'm telling you, like, Good Dog Houston, those are fantastic. So if it's better
than
that...
What are the hot dogs made of?
They make them out of all kinds of stuff there. They're like gourmet hot dogs. They're not your average hot dog. You need to try that place. It'll change your mind.
I don't know. I don't like hot dogs.
But you're thinking of ballpark hot dogs.
I don't like
dogs.
Any kind of hot dogs, really. I don't. It's just not for me.
Well, these are the way these are made. They're it's hard to describe, but they're like they're almost like sandwiches.
Okay.
So, hey, reminder, you still have time to tweet your superhero or supervillain athlete from the weekend. And their superpower, tweeted to @Degenerates975, tag Bedrock City Comics. John will be picking a winner a little bit later. We have some good ones, John?
Yeah, we got a lot of Bob McNair, Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage entries. Everyone's calling Tom Savage Macho Man.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a very quick break.
I call him Fred.
Fred Savage, not
Fred
me.
Fred Savage, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, maybe the Texans are in for some wonder years. Oh, that was so awful. We better go to break on that. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. This is going to be like a basketball game. There's just no defense being played here. 713-780-ESP is your number. Yeah, a lot of people saying that Yo-Yo's Hot Dogs is the real. I will check it out. I think it's kind of bold to say it's better than a good dog, but I'll give it a try because I'm open-minded about these things.
I probably won't because I don't like hot dogs.
And then a couple people mentioned Moon Tower, which I have not been over to. I need to.
I've been to Moon Tower several times. I always go with the burger there.
Yeah?
I'm a burger man.
Was that a touchdown? Or did they get him out of bounds? All right. I'm going to quit watching. 713-780-ESPN. Let's grab a phone call. Let's get Bill on. What's up, Bill?
Hey, on Yo-Yos, do we know if they do a vegan hot dog?
I have no idea.
Well, because last time Arian was here, he was telling us he didn't eat meat and all that type of stuff. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what his diet's like these days.
I think he ditched that.
His post-playing.
Look, if I'm going to go off the meat trip, I'm going back on the meat train. A hot dog is not where I'm going, but. It's Arian, so who knows? On the Savage thing, my question is, we've already seen where, like, a championship organization and the Seahawks realize they made the mistake with Flynn faster and give the job to Russell Wilson. Now, it took 15 weeks. What are the odds that no one is held accountable in the organization for taking this long to make a decision that Osweiler's not the guy? And we just see the same old thing in Bob McNair land.
You know, I'm going to defend them a little bit because even if they wanted to make that decision, Savage has been sick the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So,
it was a staff infection.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was out. And again, another reason why I worry about him being a long term answer. But the thing is, yeah, the time to do it would have been during the 3-game losing streak. And that's about when this happened with Savage. So, It was probably a situation where, okay, this is the first week he's actually been available, got some practice in, and then when Osweiler went total turd, they made the move.
Yeah.
So he says, do you think Osweiler will get better if he holds a clipboard for the rest of the year and comes back next year knowing the system better? I would like to think that, but he held an awful lot of clipboards behind Peyton Manning, so I think at this point, I don't know. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So can I, I don't know why I find this story funny. It's probably not really funny, but it is to me. Because, you know, I feel about marriage. I think it's one of those things that most of the time it doesn't work out.
Yeah, more often than not.
Yeah. And maybe because I've had a few bad experiences with things like that. But did you see what happened? They were having a wedding party at a Southern California park. And, you know, wedding went fine. Then they're taking pictures under a tree. A large tree fell on the wedding party.
Did anybody die?
As a matter of fact, the mother of the groom.
Oh, man.
Five people were injured. And it's not funny.
It's kind of funny,
It's though. A little funny.
It's a little funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, obviously.
What are the odds that marriage lasts?
I mean,
it's kind of God's way of saying, you guys, maybe not.
Yeah, this isn't working out for you guys. You need to get away from this.
Yeah.
That's funnier than it should be. How about that? Is that fair?
Would it have been funnier if it had been the bride?
I feel like then it would have been tragic.
Okay. But the mom, you know, she's had a long life.
Yeah, she's lived a while. She got to see her son get married.
Mm-hmm. Daughter.
Or did she?
Daughter.
Oh, I thought you said the mother of the groom.
No, the bride, sorry.
Oh, okay. Still. Where was this before the wedding?
Yeah. So it was after the wedding.
Okay.
It was,
well, that's good.
We were taking pictures.
No, it's all good then.
Yeah. Yeah, she got to see it. You know, she probably told people, I just want to see my daughter get married before I die.
Yeah.
Happened. What are the odds that it's the coaches that suck, not Osweiler? Hey, the coaches suck too, but let's not, you can't take all that and put it, and just take it off his shoulders, man. So he says, y'all are evil. A little bit.
Someone's, and actually a couple people have asked me today about who I would vote for as the NFL MVP. I wanted to get your thoughts. Who, like, do you have a top three, top four in mind? Like, where are you at? I feel like this is a really wide open year.
I have a top four in mind, but I gotta tell you, even missing four games, I think Tom Brady's the MVP.
I think he's one of my four names that I have in my head. Him along with Zeke Elliott, Derek Carr, and Matt Ryan are the guys that I've kind of been.
See, I think Dak belongs on that list too, as much as those other guys. And it's easy to overlook him because of what Zeke's done, but the guy's had a hell of a year.
He's had a good year, but from a pure numbers standpoint, he's not going to measure up.
No, but
and you know that's what they're going to look at.
But he's not asked to do the things the other guys are. He's just asked to,
which might be more of a reason not to vote him for his MVP of the league.
Yeah, except this team without him last year was not a 12-2 team.
No,
and that becomes the decision you have to make: is it him or is it Zeke? And I think they'll go with Elliott because he's probably going to break the rookie rushing record. But I think Dak's just as valuable. So.
But Brady would be your choice for
Brady's
now.
My choice. Okay. Two interceptions, AJ.
It's absurd.
Two interceptions all year long. And
I think that's the best thing is he's going to probably miss for a quarter of the season.
Yeah.
And still win the MVP.
713-780-ESPN is your number.
Getting asked, Matt Stafford?
I think, maybe. Well, it just depends on... It depends on what happens with the Lions. If they lose these last two and go in 9-7, no.
Well, let's say they do that, and Aaron Rodgers brings his team back from the dead. Do you consider
Aaron Rodgers? Yeah, see, I think he still could get back in there. Yeah, here's
David Johnson. No, David Johnson, his team is too bad.
Yeah.
Johnson, if David Johnson played on a good team, yes. And I think the fact that his numbers are so crazy on a bad team is even more impressive.
Yeah.
Because usually running backs, that's the first thing that suffers on a really bad football team.
I could see him maybe being offensive player of the year when somebody else gets MVP.
I would see that too. But yeah, not MVP of the league. What about Justin Tucker?
Get out of here.
No? Okay.
Most valuable kicker.
I saw the ESPN, they did their little vote. They do their vote. They've got 12 people who vote first, second, third, fourth, fifth.
Yeah.
Justin Tucker got a fifth place vote.
It's a little silly.
Are you crazy?
That's silly. I mean, he's a kicker. He's not even a real football player.
He's the best kicker.
He's the best, but he's still not a real football
player. If anything, and I know I heard Barry make this argument today on the show, he said Nick Novak is the Texans MVP.
That's stupid. That's really why. For the last two games, maybe.
I know.
I mean, he's made some big kicks the last two games, but season, come on.
Just Brady's numbers. For a 39-year-old man, 66.9% completion percentage, 3,064 yards, 22 touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah, that's
22-2 and a rating of 109.7.
And Gronk's been hurt most of the year.
Yeah, I mean,
Amendola's been hurt. They've got a mishmash of running backs, mishmash of receivers. It is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, I can't imagine 39 years old, the guy still being this effective and being, I mean, in this conversation and in my mind at the top of this conversation.
Yeah.
So. All right. Tell people about Gary Trichter.
All right, guys. Attorney Gary Trichter. Law enforcement, they're stepping up their efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test or a breath test. If your weekend sucked because of a DWI arrest, don't despair. There's still hope. Even if you failed one of those tests the police gave you, a lot of things about those tests you should know. The machines, the breath test machine is not even warranted fit for breath testing. It makes temperature assumptions. It creates artificially high results and destroy the evidence that it checked, making recheck and improving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. Lots of inaccuracies about the police blood testing. It's done by a process called gas chromatography. It's not the same as medical blood testing because they're not testing your actual blood. They're testing the air above it. Very indirect and circumstantial test for alcohol. That's where Attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about these tests. He's one of only 4 board-certified DWI specialists in the state, and he's right here in Houston. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, whatever, call Attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number in your cell phone, 713-524-1010, or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for Attorney Gary Trichter.
But you were only car headlights on your way to run.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. A couple things from Twitter. Travis says, bet the groom is happy, no mother-in-law. Terrible. Terrible. I like it. Josh says, I agree about Brady's MVP, but there's no way Goodell lets it happen. Goodell doesn't have any say. That's the best part of it.
Writers.
Yeah, so. And knowing them, they'd love to stick it to him, too.
Yeah.
Let's try a couple calls. Wade, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports.
Sports to you.
I just had a quick question. You know, hot topic. Everybody's been talking about the college guys not playing in the bowl games. I funded Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
So what's the difference in them not playing compared to Tom Herman leaving Houston, not coaching them in their bowl game, and going and taking the Texas job? Basically, what they're doing is just giving their professional job interview, which happens to be the Professional Football League, compared to what coaches do every year.
I don't think there's much difference.
I'm a big LSU fan. But, I mean, I don't knock Fournette one bit. I don't knock anybody.
There is no difference, and we talked about this yesterday. That's why bowl games are meaningless. That's why coaches leave, and I think if the players want to sit out, they should. And I really don't think there's much of a debate to it. Let's try Tom.
I don't think LSU, like the Citrus Bowl.
You don't care about that.
Yeah. The Buffalo Wild Wings. Did they combine the Buffalo Wild Wing Bowl and the Citrus Bowl to form one bowl?
Those two things don't go together.
One all-powerful bowl?
Citruses don't go with Buffalo Wild Wings.
What if you get like a...
Citrus-flavored wing?
Yeah, an orange-flavored wing, maybe?
Not for me. Yeah. Not for me. I'm pretty basic on my wings.
Lemon pepper?
That's not quite citrus, though.
Lemon's a citrus fruit.
Yeah, it's the Buffalo Wild Wing Citrus Bowl.
Okay. Yeah, let's try Tom. What's up, Tom?
Tommy!
Hey, how you doing this evening?
We're doing sports, Tommy.
Hey, listen, I love you guys' show. Listen, I wanted to talk about Rick's, the Texans. They made a great change with Savage, but I think Rick Smith is the problem. He's the one that needs to go because I think, if I'm pretty much right, he's the one that got Osweiler from the Broncos.
Well,
am I correct?
Well, no, not necessarily. That's the problem with just blaming it on Rick. Is Bill O'Brien said he wanted the guy too. So who are you going to blame it on? Is it Smith? Is it O'Brien? It's not really clear. O'Brien's got say over who he gets. So yeah, it's not cut and dried to say it's all on Rick Smith. That's the problem. Did we lose him? Because yeah, I kind of wanted to hear his thoughts on that. All right. My goodness, there's no defense being played in this game. Let's try Richard. What's up, Richard?
Oh, nothing. Just driving in the car, taking my family to go eat.
All right.
What you got?
I just wanted to talk about the Brock Osweiler situation. How should get rid of him?
Well, you can't get rid of him. You can't get rid of him.
Here's what you do.
You're stuck with him till next year.
Here's what you do. This is the path to getting rid of Brock Osweiler. You wait patiently until the end of next season.
Yeah, that's it. You
can't
get rid of him.
That's the only path.
I'd do like in that movie Semi-Pro, a trader for a washing machine.
That'd be great, except you'd also have $25 million in dead money on your cap.
Right.
So.
And who's going to give up a perfectly good washing machine for Brock Osweiler at
exactly.
this point?
You're not going to get a warm bucket of spit. Nobody's taking that on. You're stuck with it. That's it. You have to deal with it. It's easy to say get rid of a guy, but when you sign a guy to a contract like this, where basically, yeah, they could eject after 2 years. This is year one. Now you got another year. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. All right, I had one more kind of goofy story I wanted to get to, if that's okay.
All right.
That was originally my gym of the day. Have you ever butt-dialed somebody?
All the time.
Yeah?
I'm not good about locking my phone when I put it in my pocket.
Yeah, I'm not either. So I've been butt-dialed, I've been butt-FaceTimed, which is another one.
Like where your butt was on the FaceTime?
Well, no, somebody FaceTimed me.
Oh, okay.
Accidentally by butt dialing. Well, these guys kind of took it to another level. These two men were having a discussion. One of them pocket dialed 911, which I don't think I've ever done. I don't think I've ever accidentally dialed 911.
I think there's like a, you can accidentally make an emergency call if you have an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, you know what? That's probably what happened. Well, when they dialed 911, they were having a discussion about their plan to rob a barbecue restaurant. This is Kentucky, which is kind of like
right.
North Florida. So, they were arrested after they accidentally called 911, tipping off authorities to their alleged plan to rob a barbecue restaurant. Guess who happened to be dining there at the time they were going to rob it? The local police chief.
Oh, whoops.
It's kind of the triple crown of stupid here. Robert Bourne and David Grigsby were sitting in their car outside of Brothers Barbecue in Danville when the emergency function on one of their phones inadvertently connected with a 911 dispatcher. The dispatcher listened in on the call and heard the two men allegedly discussing places they might rob, including Brothers Barbecue. Authorities determined where the call originated, contacted the police chief, who, as it turned out, was inside enjoying a meal at the mentioned restaurant. And so guess what? They're under arrest.
Well, just for planning?
Yes, they both charged with public intoxication.
Okay.
Disorderly conduct and possession of an open alcohol container. It's 14 to 10 Western Kentucky. They just scored.
Oh, no.
It's all right. We're still covering. Long way to go. Squeezing one more call here. Josh.
How's it going?
Sportsy.
Go, man.
Yeah. I think I got a pretty easy solution to this NCAA football problem that's going on. Instead of just offering the collegiate football athletes scholarships, why not offer them a salary as well? And then they get to pick which one they want to accept at the beginning of the year. If they want to accept the scholarship, okay, then that's the way that they're going to receive their compensation. If they want to take a salary, then basically that kind of gives the university a little bit more leeway to say, all right, you're working out. Great, we're going to keep you on, or you're not working out, bye, we're going to take our money elsewhere.
I don't know what problem you're solving here. What problem are you talking about?
I mean, all day long on ESPN, you're hearing guys talk about, like, this issue of, well, when are they going to stop dropping out? When are they going to start dropping out of the season? Are we going to start dropping out of bowl games? Now, is it going to be the last two games of the season? Is it going to be midway through the season? Well, I mean, if you give the guys the two options, what is it? Do you want the money or do you want the scholarship?
I feel like you guys are creating a problem that doesn't exist. When did people start dropping out halfway through the season? When does that happen?
But that's the whole narrative today.
Well,
people are talking about, you don't want – you don't want McCaffrey dropping out for this one bowl game, because now if you're on a 3-16 going into the end of the season, now you're going to have guys saying, well, I'm just going to take off.
Well, let me jump in, because that may be the narrative, but that's just dumb. That may be what they're saying. It's just dumb. And if Fournette wanted to sit out the entire season, he could do it. That's his choice. Paying him money's not going to make any difference. And to me, this narrative you're talking about, you're creating problems that don't exist, because two players decided they didn't want to play in a bowl game. I think there's a lot more that shouldn't. Two guys who are going to be high draft picks. That bowl games are meaningless. They want to start dropping out of conference championship games. Then, yeah, you've got a problem maybe, and you can start discussing that. But I feel like you're...
I don't think that's going to happen, though.
No, I don't either. I feel like you or whoever it is you're listening to is creating an issue that doesn't exist and trying to take this instance and turn it into something it's not. And yeah, again, I don't think this is even worthy of discussion. I really don't. I think these players are just doing what they want to do, and I get that you got other people out there saying, trying to rile things up and make it a debate. It's not a debate. To me, it's not a debate. But I digress.
Yeah.
All right. You know what else is not a debate? It's time to donate to Houston Can Academies, especially this time of year, guys. This is the time of giving. And in this case, you're not giving, you're donating. And whether it's a car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, whether it's running or not, tractor, maybe you got a tractor sitting out in your backyard and you were going to fix it up, you were going to trade it in, you never did. Well, donate it to Houston Can Academies, because here's what they're going to do. They're going to come and tow it free of charge, no matter where you are. If you can hear my voice on the radio, they'll come tow it. They're going to process all the paperwork. Your donation's tax deductible, and you're running out of time to get tax deductions to the end of the year here. And the best part is, if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card just as a thank you. And here's what they do with the money they get from these donations. That goes to Houston Can Academies, which is a terrific school that basically what they do is they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools, good kids who had some issues, whether they had to get jobs to take care of their families, whatever it was. They drop out, they go to Houston Can Academies. Houston Can Academies gives them that second chance, and so many of them take advantage of it and go on and do great things. So you can help. You can get rid of something you don't need anymore. You can help a kid who needs your help and help a school that needs your help. 713-225-4226 is the number. 713-225-4226. Or online at HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
You're listening to The Blitz, The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Good news, guys. It's not too late. It's not too late to order a pajamagram and get it in time for Christmas. You're not out of time just yet. It's coming, though. You need to get on this thing. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram is great for about any lady in your life, because it's gonna get her cozy. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And that head-to-toe warmth means she'll be cozy in no time. And you can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at pajamagram.com, and there's a ton of them, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And here's the part where you get something out of this deal. You get the sweet and sexy gift set, which includes a Hoodie Footy and a sexy midnight fantasy. If you buy those both today at pajamagram.com, you'll save $60 just like that. You don't have to gift wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which is good if you're like me and don't know how to wrap a present, even though you're a grown man. It works out. Christmas delivery still guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5, SB Nation 1560, and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd. Thursday, February 2nd. Can we please get this fixed? Thursday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big-time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink, refreshing beer, succulent barbecue, and smooth bourbon. You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com for a limited time only, $75 off, so get your tickets early. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. Hustletown with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every is at 7 o'clock. And, Jong, have you chosen a winner
Yeah.
The Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and t-shirt.
Yeah, we got a lot of Brock Osweiler, Tom Savage tweets, so I'm going to just go with a Tom Savage tweet. I'm going to go with Brandon's. He actually picked Tom Savage to be the villain of the week. He said, Tom Vandal Savage for his act to dethrone our hero, Brock Osweiler, and for having a villain's name.
Okay. Interesting.
Is that a villain's name?
Vandal Savage?
Vandal Savage?
Oh, I just thought, I thought he was saying Savage was a villain's name.
It kind of is.
I feel like Savage is a good guy name.
Well, was Macho Man a good guy or a bad guy,
John?
He
was both.
Okay, well, then it can be both. Well,
Vandal Savage was a DC villain, or he's a bad guy. Yes.
Okay.
But do you remember Savage Dragon?
No, I don't.
You don't know enough about comic books. That's all right. Fred, did you see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees?
I did.
Your thoughts? Are you pleased with this group?
Yes and no. Okay. I think when we first talked about this, I thought there were five or six you could narrow it to. I'm not really crazy about ELO.
I think ELO sucks, but...
Yeah. I also don't think you should have...
I also don't think Joan Baez is...
Yeah, Joan Baez doesn't do it for
me.
She's
not a rocker. I mean, I guess...
Well, and neither's Tupac, though. Yeah. That's the problem. I think you should have either separate wings or something, but if you're going to put Tupac on the ballot, I guess he should be in there, right?
I agree.
Pearl Jam to me,
that was a
no-brainer.
Was a lock.
No-brainer.
What about Yes?
Not a fan.
Okay.
Who's
better, ELO or Yes?
They're kind of the same creature. They're from that same era. They're like a lesser Rush. I'm not gonna no. Journey, I think, deserved to be in there.
Okay.
I mean, that body of work was pretty incredible.
I'm not a big Journey fan, but I do believe that it's probably right.
But, yeah, they call Yes a standard bearer of progressive rock.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, they're one of those bands that, like, three people liked, I think. And then they became popular with...
Like, Owner of a Lonely Heart is the only song of theirs that I'm sure is a Yes song.
Yeah. And that was their biggest hit.
Oh, Love Will Find a Way. But that's it.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other ones.
Somebody brought up a great point. Isn't it the most un-rock and roll thing ever to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Kind of.
So, yeah, I kind of feel like it's...
Some of these guys don't give a damn about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Some of these guys, because it's all like a money grab for the guys that run the thing.
Yeah.
They charge, you only get one ticket per person for the bands. You don't get a plus one.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you who got left out that if you were going, that I think should have been in over Yes or ELO is the Cars. And I also would have put Jane's Addiction in there over them.
Yeah. Addiction, it may be a little early. They may have to wait
maybe,
a little while.
Maybe, but that's, and maybe it's just because Jane's Addiction is one of my favorite bands. If you kind of look at the body of work, it was pretty short term.
Yeah.
Cars had a bunch of hits. I think they were much better and much bigger than Yes and much bigger than better than ELO, but that's just me, in my opinion. That's who I would have voted for.
All right.
Yeah.
What do we do in this last segment?
We usually do, hey man, bleep that, but we've already wasted too much time.
Oh.
Can I share
I didn't realize it was the last segment until I just looked at my clock on the corner of my laptop.
This show just flew by. I didn't either. Can I share with you the greatest graphic ever about Bill Belichick?
I'd love to hear that.
They did an infographic with his record against every team in the league. I'll go through them real quick. Arizona, 3-1. Atlanta, 4-0. Baltimore, 8-3. This includes playoffs. Buffalo, 29-5.
Ownership.
Carolina, 3-2. Chicago, 4-1. You know what you haven't heard yet?
The Texans.
A losing record.
Oh.
Cincinnati, 7-2. Cleveland, 6-2. Dallas, 4-0. Detroit, 4-1. Houston, 8-1. Indy, 15-6. Jacksonville, 7-0. KC, 6-2. Miami, 22-11. Minnesota, 4-1. New Orleans, 3-1. The Jets, 24-11. Oakland, 5-1. Philadelphia, 4-1. Getting the idea here. Pittsburgh, 9-3. San Diego, 7-3. San Francisco, 3-1. Seattle, 3-2. St. Louis, LA, 5-1. Tampa Bay, 3-1. Tennessee, 6-1. Washington 3-1. They have three teams where they're tied with.
Denver?
Denver 9-9. So that wins Sunday.
Denver was the one in my head that was like, that's the guys that I remember having the most success against.
But after Sunday, they're now 9-9.
Oh.
See if you can guess the other two. Includes playoffs.
Includes the playoffs. You already said Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
I did.
You already said Indianapolis.
I did.
Man, I don't know.
They'll make sense to you. The New York Giants.
Oh, yeah.
3-3 against the Giants, and Green Bay 2-2.
Okay.
He does not have a losing record against any team in the NFL right now.
That's pretty impressive. Neither do I, to be fair.
Yeah, but you don't have 223 wins to go with it either.
No.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to get down on something this week, want to put some money into MyBookie, now is the time to do it. The great thing about MyBookie, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. There's nothing more frustrating than that. If you win, you're going to get paid. That's why thousands of online players, including me, have made the switch to MyBookie. MyBookie.lv is an industry-leading website with real Vegas odds, incredible player props, live in-game action with odds updated in real time, and, of course, fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And they also have a terrific race book with full track odds and all the track bets for those of you who like to play a little pony action, too. If you haven't signed up yet, MyBookie will match 50% of your initial deposit up to $3,000. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account and start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. You got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.lv. Sign up today.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.